Welcome to the History of North America. I'm Mark Vinette. I was recently invited to join the Parthenon Podcast Network, and I'm pleased to announce that History of North America is the newest addition to the Parthenon family, a proud member of the Salem Web Network. Parthenon is a podcast group featuring thought-provoking, entertaining shows about history that make listeners examine the story of humanity on a much deeper level by connecting the stories of the past with the most important issues of the present. Let's sample a taste of what this eclectic collection of podcasts has to offer with an episode of the Organized Crime and Punishment History Podcast.
Welcome to Organized Crime and Punishment, a history and crime podcast. My name is Steve, and I am joined by my co-host, Mustache Chris. In this episode, you're going to get made into the Organized Crime and Punishment podcast. Now, getting made or becoming a made man is the process by which a qualified, bona fide person is initiated into the mafia. And the process in the U.S. evolved from a long-standing secret society initiation rules in the Sicilian and the Southern Italian mafia and organized crime. The mafia initiation process is what you would call in a phased-in ritual process, and there's many examples of phased-in initiation processes in religion and other secret societies, and we can go all the way back to the Roman times with mystery cults and that sort of thing, and even in a way Christianity initially, the way it initially handled initiation into the religion was a phased-in. And we can definitely see analogies between 19th century secret societies of Europe and mafia initiation.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, there's a lot of similarities you can make a lot of comparisons to like, say, Freemasons and, you know, we don't know much about the Rosicrucians, but like what we do know about it in terms of the secrecy and like how you were initiated. It's really why the mafia was able to work so well for as long as it did was because it was a secret society that law enforcement or just people in general couldn't easily enter.
Now, it's pretty interesting because we know a lot about the initiation process of the mafia in the United States. Really, for the most part, a prospective member had to become a known associate of an already made member. There's a famous person who he didn't become a rat per se, but he exited the life, and he was a really high ranking member of the Colombo family. And he said, you don't fill out an application for the mafia. You have to know somebody who's going to vouch for you. And then you had to become an earner, so to speak, or someone who could prove that they could make money for the organization. Then after that, the books had to be open, which means that the entire mafia organization, which is called the Commission, which we will talk about extensively in this series, needed to be ready to take on new members, and that certain prospective members met certain qualifications, such as they had to be 100% Italian or even in some cases 100% Sicilian. Then there's the actual ritual of initiation. And maybe, Chris, you can describe the initiation process.
Yeah, most famously, Joe Valachi kind of described it. It's the first time we really got a kind of a clear idea of the initiation process. And according to him, you would have your finger pricked with a needle, and I've heard different, like the way he described it, and I've heard like different things, but apparently this blood would fall onto like a picture of a saint, and then they would burn the saint, right? When you get initiated in, you basically have to say that like this is your family now. It becomes first before you're even your own family. And, you know, breaking omerta, you're basically saying you're signing away, you know, is a death sentence.
And then that card of the saint where the blood is dripped onto, that's burned in the person's hand. Usually the most important members of the family would be at that introduction. And then there's a formal introduction of the gathered members of that this person is now made as a member. That we've heard that we get this story from several different mob informants or former made members of the mafia. So with some differences, but you can kind of probably see that the process evolved throughout time. It evolved from the Sicilians and the Southern Italian organizations, took on a certain flair in the United States. And then throughout the decades that slightly changed and probably different ceremonies went in different directions. As Chris alluded to, the first maid member to discuss this ceremony in detail was also one of the very first high-profile mafia members to testify for the government, or basically what we might call rat out his family members on the inner workings. And this was a Genovese family soldier named Joe Valachi way back in the 1960s. So right now we're going to listen to a clip of a congressional testimony by Joe Valachi. And in this clip, in front of the United States Senate Select Committee on Improper Activities in Labor and Management, also called the McClellan Committee, Joe Valachi describes the initiation ritual in quite detail.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-218-6010. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-218-6010. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-218-6010.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Let's listen to Joe Valachi in his own words explain the ceremony himself.
Edge of the table, which was a long table, and there was a gun and a knife on the table. And
how many were at the table?
About 35 to 40. And sat me down and made me repeat in Italian.
Did they set you down at the table or in a chair out front?
No, sat me down on the end of the table with Maranzano doing the talking, next to Maranzano.
All right. Now, you sat next to him. Then what happened?
Well, he had the knife and the gun on the table. I repeated some words he told me, but I only could explain what he meant. I could repeat the words, but they were in Sicilian.
They were what?
In Sicilian.
In Sicilian. You repeated, but you didn't understand what they meant.
Right. Then they explained.
They explained what they meant. Who explained? Maranzano?
Well, he could talk pretty good English, Maranzano. He talked 12 languages. He went on to explain that you live by the gun and by the knife, and you die by the gun and by the knife.
What kind of a ceremony did you go through?
Well, then,
and taking that oath?
Well, then he gave me a piece of paper, I suppose, you know, and burn it. And
Now, without burning the paper, just take a piece of paper there and show us how you did it. You don't need to set the paper fire, but take a piece of, give him a piece of paper. Let's demonstrate just what you did.
In other words, now this piece of paper.
It's
this
what?
Piece of paper is burnt.
Paper's burnt.
You light it.
Yeah.
And then in your hand, you say, well, again, they give you words in Italian, but I know what it meant.
In other words, while you were repeating the words, you were burning the paper.
Right. This is the way I burn if I expose this organization.
And you would, that was symbolic of the fate that was to befall you if you betrayed the organization.
Right. Until the piece of paper burnt.
You'd be burned to ashes.
Right.
All right. Now, what else did you do in that ceremony?
Then after that, they got around the table and they threw numbers.
They drew what?
Numbers. Between 1 to 5, for instance.
How you mean?
Well, here, like this, throw 3 or 1 or 5. Let's say the way you got a table there right now, everybody throws a number.
In other words, we'd start down there at the table, and somebody'd hold up a number, each one would hold up some fingers.
Yeah, and we count the...
could hold up as many as they wanted to.
Up to 5.
Up to 5. Well, right. That's about all the older ones.
Well, let's say we start from you, Senator.
Yeah, we start with me.
And let's say it's 35,
say
40.
I put up 2.
Right.
And he put up some.
Yeah, you add it all up. Let's say
you add it all up.
Let's say we get a figure about 38.
About 38, all
then
right.
We start from you. And let's say you go all around and it comes to the senator next to you.
Yeah, he's next to me.
He is my, what you call, godfather. Then he picks your finger.
Who?
The godfather.
He picks your finger?
He picks your finger with a needle. Makes a little blood come out. In other words, that's the express, the blood relation, supposed to be like brothers.
That's the letting of blood.
That's right.
In other words, symbolic of the fact you're willing to spill your blood.
Right.
To give your blood, to give your life.
Yeah. As to what I'm telling you now, I need to go no further to say nothing else. This here, what I'm telling you, what I'm exposing to you and the press and everybody, this is my doom. This is the promise I'm breaking that I... Now, even if I talk, I should never talk about this, and I'm doing so. That's my best way to explain.
That is the highest oath you took.
Right.
In other words, that was the most sacred in this organization.
Right. I want
that you would never tell this.
Right.
So based on that clip, Chris, what do you think about getting made? And what do you think about Joe Valachi's description of this process?
It sounds intense, you know, like it's no small endeavor. It sounds cliche, but it really isn't cliche. Like when you sign up to the mafia, you're signing up for life. There's no leaving the life. You know, there's only two ways to really leaving the life. It's, you become a rat. Well, I mean, there's three, right? You become a rat and you rat on all your friends, you know, people that you grew up with, their family, you know, their kids. You wind up in a coffin or you wind up in jail. You know, it's no small, it's very serious. It's a very serious endeavor when you join the mafia.
And I think that Joe Valachi really shows the way he wasn't born into the mafia. His father wasn't in the mafia. His uncles weren't in the mafia. He really was in the double A's, if we're going to use a baseball metaphor of crime. He was noticed by the mafia and then he met the qualifications. He proved that he was an earner. And then he got brought in as a made man. He really exemplifies that process of how someone can move up into the mafia as a way to advance their criminal career.
Yeah, you know, because they give in, and it's not necessarily, you don't even necessarily have to be like a very remarkable individual. You know, Joe Valachi wasn't, you know, super intelligent. He was kind of a dullard, really, to be honest with you. Like, he didn't even know like basic geography of the United States and stuff like that. Like there's like they'd be asking him a question about like, oh, do you know what was going on in this state? And he'd be turning to his lawyer and people thought he was like, oh, should I be talking? He's like, no, he's literally asking like, where is this? I don't know where this is. Like you pointed out, he could earn, you know, for a long time. He was loyal. He was in the mafia for a very long time before he turned rat. And I don't know, there's a whole story for, you know, why he ended up becoming rat or whatever word you want to use. Yeah, he was in the family and he, you know, he never worked himself up very high, but he, you know, he was a soldier and, you know, people knew who Joe Valachi was.
Check out the YouTube version of this episode, which has accompanying images. Join me next time as we resume our regular series narrative. I'm Mark Vinette, and I hope you're enjoying the ride. The Historical Jesus Podcast is the sweeping saga of the life and times of Galilean Jesus of Nazareth, as well as the faith, religion, and church founded to honor and disseminate his acts and teachings. Join me, Mark Vinette, on this fascinating journey through time, exploring the many great works of Christian theology, literature, architecture, music, and art inspired by the words and deeds of Jesus Christ.